Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMN, Sandra Montgomery. M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y. Sandra Montgomery is a 64-year-old woman who reports she injured her right shoulder and bicep on 1/19/22. But at that time, she was pulling out a rack of meats from the walk-in refrigerator. Appeared she went to an urgent care the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be a torn base, biceps, and snapped tendons. But these were repaired surgically on 3/9/22. Paired she completed her course of active treatment. In August 2022. Period. Same paragraph per the record supplied. Ms. Montgomery was seen at urgent care on 1/19/22. Period. She related injuring her right upper extremity period. She was lifting a tray to put into the walk-in refrigerator. Period. After doing so, she reported hearing a pop and having sudden pain in the right biceps and upper arm. Period. That was approximately 6:40 a.m. that morning. Period. She was evaluated and had a mass appreciated with bicep muscle protrusion of the distal muscle. Period. She was diagnosed with muscle fascial or tendon tear of the biceps and was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. In paragraph 125-22. Ms. Montgomery was seen orthopedically by Dr. Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, period. He performed x-rays of the shoulder that demonstrated no arthritic changes or fractures. Period. X-rays of the cervical spine showed no arthritic changes or fractures. Period. Diagnosed right shoulder pain and referred her for an MRI of the shoulder. Period. This was done on 2/3/22 to be inserted here. Period. They reviewed these results on 2/8/22 and elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. In paragraph 3/9/22, Dr. Barrett performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner had physical therapy postoperatively. Period. She followed up with Dr. Barrett through 8/4/22 when she had been doing a trial of full duty since the end of June. Appears she feels well, capable, and doing everything without a hitch. Appears she had no pain at all. Appears she was discharged from care at maximum medical improvement to work without restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed an open-heeled anterior oblique scar at the right shoulder, approximately measuring a little over 2 inches in length. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Most of the right shoulder was full in all independent and composite spheres without tenderness or crepitus. Period. Motion of the opposite left shoulder was full in independent spheres with crepitus. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to L3. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trailing, or locking. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders, normal. Spine, cervical, active right rotation was to 65 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. And then thoracic is normal macro. Impressions on 1/19/22. Sandra Montgomery was moving trays of food at work and felt a pop and pain in her right arm. Period. She was seen at urgent care the next day and was diagnosed with a strain. Period. Exam showed a bulge at the biceps. appeared she was seen by Dr. Barrett and then quickly had an MRI of the shoulder on 2/3/22 to be inserted here. Appeared in the paragraph on 3/9/22, Dr. Barrett performed surgery to be inserted here. Appeared the petitioner had physical therapy postoperatively and did well. Period. As of her last visit with him on 8/4/22, she had already successfully had a trial of full duty. Period. She felt comfortable returning to work in full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be full range of motion about the right shoulder where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. Motion of the opposite left shoulder had crepitus. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative for cervical radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of rotator cuff tear and biceps tendon rupture repaired surgically. Period. This involved mini open rotator cuff repair with extensive subacromial decompression and debridement of subacromial periosteum, bone, bursa, and remnants of the biceps tendon. Period. And that is the end.